Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Yes, yes, yes. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And the way you become, you know, come on. We've been through this a gazillion times, right? The way you become part of the solution is really simple, actually. Get informed. Don't be spewing off when you really don't have a clue as to what you're talking about. And a lot of you do that. And listen, I'm on it again. I know. Some of you get nuts with me when I do this. But how else do I do it? How else do I get you guys to understand that you need to stop? I mean, otherwise you make it harder for the rest of us. Joe Messina, your host, as I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hit up at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and, you know, Mike Lindell's got a surprise for you, because if you use promo code Joe on your way out, you will save yourself a boatload of money, right? I mean, you get at least half off on most items there. And on top of that, we make a few bucks, he makes a few bucks, and we keep people working in this country. And that's what you want to do. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. You know, it doesn't get much crazier than some of the stuff I got going on. Seriously. The Maxine Waters, at it again. I don't think she ever stopped being at it. But she's at it again right now. I mean, I can't believe how much you people let her get away with. Yeah, you heard me, you people. Those of you that don't get involved, that don't get engaged, that don't help the ones that you know are good for the job get elected by doing more than just voting for them. Come on, wake up. But, again, she was speaking to a group of people. Now, she lives in the area that she's supposed to oversee. She lives in a mansion compared to most people. Now, she had a bunch of homeless activists around her house. She gets out. This is great. She says, I want everyone to go home. Like they're going to go, yes, ma'am, and they're going to put their signs down and leave. She, you gotta love her. They scream back, we ain't got no home. That's why we're here. And then she starts laughing, right? Maxine starts laughing. Now, Waters in 2018 told supporters to show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from the Trump administration in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out, you create a crowd, and you push back on them. You tell them that they're not welcome there anymore. Gee. I guess works for her too, doesn't it? Seriously. Let's see if I can, you know, let's see if, you know, every time I try to do this, I screw it up, right? But let's see if I can cue this up real quick. You know, she's out there screaming to people. Let's see. Come on.
There's so many people out here.
I want everybody to go home. And I want...
We don't got no home. That's why we're here.
She's an idiot. They're homeless people. Look at them. And I'm not trying to be mean. But it's obvious. She's so out of touch. You know, I'm sorry. I know I'm going to get nailed for this, but after a certain age, maybe you have to take a cognitive test. What do you think? She is clueless to those people around her. And these are the people in her area. Now, her area changes because of, you know, the census and the redrawing of some of these lines. Now, she doesn't lose her seat, but ultimately what's going to happen here is she's getting a lot of other people in her neighborhood or in her area that may help move her along. Would that be great? And I love how they're showing up now telling her she ain't welcome here either, which is great. Perfect. Again, I say 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The Alfonso Rachel joins me right after the break. But some of these I just got to do. I can't hold on to these. Students are demanding the university implement microaggressive workshops, or microaggression workshops, I'm sorry. The Black Student Association of Texas at the Wesleyan University, they published a list of demands for a campus climate that is supportive of who we are and activity works to empower us. I love this one. Right? The POC students at Texas, people of color, deserve a campus climate that is supportive of who we are and actively works to empower us. Day one of BSA President Queen Alonzo's hunger strike starts in protest of the lack of the university's cultural competency, action, and accountability. A hunger strike. Let's see how long you think they can hold on to that. I'm not trying to be mean, but really. Students will be surveyed and can anonymously share their personal experiences with the Google Doc listed in the bio to the administration can see the widespread issues that we're having to put up with. I love this. No, this is great. They should do more of this. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part. You got to be part of the solution. That's why. That way, you're not part of the problem. And you know, when you're ignorant, and listen, you take that for what it's worth. There are plenty of ignorant people out there that are not paying attention to what's going on. You hear something, it comes across your little Twitter feed, and then you decide you know better than everybody else. And that's what gets us in trouble. That's usually what really gets us in trouble, because you got guys like me and Zoe out there trying to clean up your mess. No more cleaning up. Putting up my dustpan and shovel, and that's it. Yon yon. Okay? I mean, that's all there is to it. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week, and God bless, man. I'm right. You're sitting here, and you're thinking to yourself, sometimes you see something that a person who's supposed to be one of us, you know, solid conservative and all that, and then you see when they post something, and you go, oh, God, no, please, no. Tell me you did this at 2 o'clock in the morning after your 15th beer, okay? I can at least fix that, you know? But anyway, Alfonso Rachel, host of the Anti-Fighty Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, co-host of Soul Food Radio, and always love when he's on with me. How you doing out there?
Good times, man. I'm ready to get my party on here on the Joe Machine Show.
Well, you moved from earthquakes to ducking and dodging tornadoes, right?
Yeah. I like to mix it up. Danger's my middle name, babe.
God. Hey, what's that big dark cloud coming towards the house?
Dark green.
They're green? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Not at all. But, you know, dude, you moved at the wrong time. No, really.
No. I may have moved to Texas at the wrong time, but it's never the wrong time to go back to California.
Yeah, but wait a minute. The first in the nation reparations task force has now come up with how to show eligibility so you can get yourself some money.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I don't qualify, man. As far as they're concerned, I don't get to be black. So I'm not going to get any of that money. A person, anybody can self-identify as anything that they want, but as far as they're concerned, this is one exception where they can go ahead and disqualify you, even though you are what you identify as.
That's what I was going to say to you. It's really interesting that you can be whatever you want to be, you can identify anyone you want to identify, but in this case, you have to prove direct lineage to that your ancestors were slaves. And that's the only way you're eligible for the money. And I'm going, oh, wow, so this is one of those times where you can't just kind of make it up as you go?
Right.
What's that all about?
Yeah.
Right?
And also, even if you did have that eligibility, I guess you'd be like, but I don't believe that person over there, I don't really think that that's a woman. Well, despite your lineage, you know what? You're not black. How do you like that? No money for you.
No, I love this thing. You know, we joke about it, but it's so true. They are so self-unaware of what they're saying and what they're doing. You know, and
yes.
And I'll tell you what, our Constitution in California specifically prohibits slavery. So slavery was never legally done. If it was done in a way that nobody, people looked the other way or whatever it was, but wasn't legal here in this state, unlike the southern states. So I'm thinking, to your point, like you bring up on a regular basis, is we should send those reparation requests to southern Democrats. Why should I be taxed to pay for these reparations? They're the ones, matter of fact, they'd keep it going today if we let them, but they're the ones that want it. Let them pay for it, right?
Indeed, man. I mean, exactly right. Not only that, they have that donkey. They have that donkey partisan, so people will know where to go. Because people want, what do they want? The reparations? They want the 40 acres and a mule? The ones who denied the 40 acres and a mule, it was the Democrat Party. They did that. You know, it was Republicans that actually said, give me 40 acres and a mule. You got General Sherman, wrote up Special Field Order 15. Lincoln approved it. Give him their 40 acres and a mule. Lincoln gets shot, and then Johnson comes in, Democrat, and says, no. So take that up with the Democrats.
They so much don't know their own history. It's so pathetic, you know?
Yeah.
So,
The very people who did them dirty.
What's that?
Voting for the very people who did them dirty.
Oh, yeah. And we'll keep voting for the very people that will keep them dirty. You know, they got them dirty, so...
As LBJ said, man, I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Well, we're about, 50 years in now?
You guys got a ways to go, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So a black TikToker speaks up to say that, it's really like a form of I guess you have to hear her to hear what it's all about. You know, you really should take a double dose of Valium when you come on the show, because I want to get the blood pressure up and rolling. Here she goes. And, you know, this isn't going to happen, right? Because it never happens the first time. You know what I'm saying? So, but she comes forward and she just basically says, and after when it decides to roll around and come up again, I'll play it. But she has decided that, for all intents and purposes, white folks, really, they shouldn't be walking down the street holding hands. It's not a good thing. Okay? Because most of the time, the way it happens is they think they own the sidewalk. Yeah, seriously. I'm not joking. When you hear this, you're going to go, really? Here we go. No. God bless America. Come on, lady. Do your thing. Come on. You can do it.
You expect her to cooperate with you.
You know what? They're doing this on purpose, you know. They're doing this to get my blood pressure up. You know what I'm saying? So,
I know that every person of color has been on the receiving end of this, so my video is actually more for white people, actually. This is a serious question, and I would like a serious answer in my comment section or a stitch. Are y'all aware that y'all often take up space with disregard for the people of color around you? If there's any confusion, I can give you guys an example. I'm from New York City. Sometimes a sidewalk is narrow to the point where there's only enough room for two modes of traffic, one going and one coming. But that has never stopped white people from walking side by side and holding hands and expecting you to either stand and wait for them to pass or walk in the street if you need to keep going. Are you guys aware that this is something that you do, or is it something that happens by accident? Because people of color are taught to be aware of how much space they're taking up at all times. So watching you guys take up space without even thinking about it is mind-blowing to a lot of us.
I need to apologize now to you for taking up too much space or something. We'll deal with that on the other side of the break. Jump into your host, Doug O'Farr. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 in 5 teenagers say they've thought about suicide. The CDC reports more than 40% of teens say they feel persistently sad or hopeless. A deputy director at the CDC says the data echoes a cry for help. President Biden says it's too soon to determine whether Russia is really scaling back some military operations in Ukraine.
There's a lot of speculation, but he seems to be, I'm not saying this with a certainty, he seems to be self-isolating.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying he's also not fully buying into intelligence, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin has been misinformed about his military's performance in Ukraine. The United Nations says 400 million children in 23 countries are dealing with partial school closures due to COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Don't take your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-ZERO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And Zoe is the host of the Zoloft, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zopian Den, and co-host of, what's that show? Oh, Soul Food Radio, that one there. Always a pleasure to have you guys with us. So, Zoe? I guess should I apologize to you or you? I mean, I'm sorry, man. If the dumb people of my skin color don't know how to give up a sidewalk or something, I just apologize. You know.
Well, during a break, man, I think I've given Pepto-Bismol enough time to work, man, and just nausea from hearing this woman's statement. Okay, you know the thing is, it's like get over people. This insecurity is just. It's bad. But, you know, this is a harken back to it. Yes, there was a time when it was expected for, you know, white people to come walking down the street. Black people had to step aside. Okay. That's no longer a thing. And I don't know why these, you know, of course I know why. Like I said, this person is painfully insecure. And they just need something. And this is their objective. The success for them, what they're after, Joe, is that they are beset on making everybody else miserable as they are. That's all it comes down to.
Yep.
As the saying is, socialism is the equal sharing of misery, the equity of misery, if you will. But you know, like say for instance, me going down the street, man, number one, I have no insecurities. None. I have no insecurities about being black. I just don't have it, right? I don't know. That's praise be to God. I have no insecurities about being a man. And I guess being a man is something that you're supposed to be ashamed of or proud of it or whichever.
Yeah, don't be pushing your manhood on everybody over here in misogynistic ways, you know?
Yeah, my toxic masculinity.
There you go. Right? That's the one.
But, man, you know, if I'm going down the street, and if there's a couple and they're holding hands, man, I don't want to divide. I guess they're just upset because they see a white man and a white woman, you know, holding hands. Man, I don't want to mess with that. I don't want to break their stride. Heck yeah, I'll step aside. I don't care if it's white people, black people, whichever. It's like, look, man, they're enjoying their walk together. I don't want to interrupt that. I just step off the sidewalk. I don't care if it's one person, white, black, Asian. I don't care if they want this. I let them have it. You know, because it's one of those things of, look, the stronger, you know, and I'm not trying to make like I'm stronger than anybody, but a stronger show of character is to, you know, say, hey, you're welcome. You know, I'll step aside for you. You know, that's just a stronger character. And I'm not saying that the person coming up is weaker because they take the sidewalk. I'm not saying that either. You know,
you're talking about simple manners, right? I mean,
yes.
Which has nothing to do with color. It's just simple manners, okay?
Yeah. I'm not so sure. It's so hung up on a time in history where that was a dynamic between whites and blacks. Like, man, that don't bother me, right? So and just as a show of politeness, you know, if it's a small thing that I could do to just, you know, give somebody a hello, it's just, you know, to open up the sidewalk, say, hey, how you doing? Give them a smile, and they're on their way. I think there's a saying that's really happened in history or not. But I'm only a racist narrative sport. And they say that a black person was walking by George Washington, and the black person tipped his hat to George Washington, and George Washington said something about, hey, a blessed day to you, and tipped his hat. And they said to George Washington, why would you be so polite to that N-word? And George Washington said, I'm not going to allow some N-word to be more to be better at being polite to me. So these are the kind of insecurities that we stay with. And I'm like, no.
Oh, God. And you know, in all honesty and fairness, too, with some of these stories, how do we know which ones are true, which ones aren't? Was it like, did they have MSNBC, CNN, and all those?
All those guys, even if they did, it would be more untrue.
You know?
It would be more untrue if they were around back then.
Yeah. So we just have to believe them because they're smarter than we are. Don't you know that?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's again, I love this stuff that's happening. All right. So let's beat on parents for a little while, okay? At least I will. Anyhow, you can join in if you wish. Disney CEO is, they're going to remove him, looks like, from the company. And it's because he didn't fight hard enough for the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG community. And I just had to stop for a second. I don't know. Have you seen the video of some of the Disney people that were talking about how the one woman said she actually started to interject same-sex kisses, a lot to do with the gay, lesbian, transgender community, into the movies? And when nobody said anything at first, you know, she was kind of sprinkling it. And when nobody said anything, she started throwing it in everywhere. Right? Because nobody told her to stop. So, and other things that are going. So I started going off yesterday. I got some nasty emails over it. I said, listen, you Christian parents, you people that complain about this stuff, I'm watching you complain on Twitter and other places because you got a real spine on those places. Are you stopping? Do you go there anymore? Are you renting Disney movies? Are you still subscribing to the Disney Channel? Yeah, I mean, seriously. So you don't want your kids to feel bad. But yet you're totally against. So why don't you just hand your kids to, you know, Satan's kids and say, here you go, have a ball. I mean, how do you reconcile this kind of thing? I don't understand how they do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the happiest place on earth, man, has become the gayest place on earth. And, you know, it's like I said, but here's the thing. What makes it difficult, I guess, Joe, is that we tolerate this stuff because if there wasn't these things, people would be really bored. And people don't want to be bored. That's why they stay with their Netflix and they stay with their Disney and they stay going to Disney because there isn't a counter to it, something else to grab their interest. And we've been trying to tell conservatives years, like, we have to compete in this market. Stop just complaining about it. Support the competition for something to take the interest away from these people because they're going to keep doing what they're doing.
No, we talk about this on the other show a lot, too, which is, look, when you don't support companies that support your value systems, you might as well, look at, just stop going to Disney and give your money to Planned Parenthood. I mean, seriously, you cut out the middleman, they'll probably get more money to spend. Make up your mind. What are you willing to stand for? My God. See, you got me started now. Because if you think about what our founding fathers gave up, right, what they did for us, and we can't give up Disney. Oh, my God. My kids might not be... Well, I was going to say Big Bird, but that's not Disney. I don't know. Now they're claiming that, you know, Minnie Mouse was gay. She's a lesbian. I go, wow, really? Did you get a letter from her? Did you catch her in bed with another female mouse? I mean, how do you know this? What happened? Seriously, it's getting to the point where everything is so over-sexualized. Everything has something to do with that. And it's like, you wonder why we make fun, and well, serious fun, but we make fun about this stuff because you guys are doing it 24/7. Everything. I mean, you buy a hot fudge sundae at the store, and somehow his is bigger than yours because, you know, you're gay and he's not. It's like, stop it. Not everything has to do with sexual orientation.
Yes.
Anyway, back to the parents, and you're spending money at these places. Good for you.
Yeah, man. Why not? I mean, a lot of these parents are sending their kids to the public school system where they're learning about, you know, teachers wanting to learn about sexuality. They have to learn about gay sex and all that sort of stuff. And so, of course, if we're going to send our kids to their schools, why not send them to Disneyland?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look at what's going on in Florida, where they totally twisted that. That's what started this thing with Disneyland. They totally twisted that whole situation and what that bill and that law was all about.
Yes.
But, heck, it works for them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
They're getting traction out of it, so why give it up?
Man, they're as twisty as the serpent that rolled up on Eve, man. That's just where they can come from. And, you know, and they're saying, and the funny thing is they're trying to, that's not even in the bill. That's not even a bill. But, you know, I should have the right to tell the students about my sexuality if I want to. They're curious. They want to know, who's that guy in that picture with you? They're saying all this stuff. And I should be able to have the right to have that conversation with them. And I'm like, okay. What?
Look, so even,
we're not
even
wrong about was, you, are
was we? It okay to talk about something? Even back in the 70s, right? I don't remember any of my teachers saying, yeah, me and a wife, we went down to, I don't know, we went down to the beach this weekend, man, we have a good time. My wife is hot in a bikini, and, you know, I don't remember anybody talking like that. Now, I do remember coming back to school in September, and you would talk about your vacation, which your family did on vacation. But I don't. Rest of the year, I don't remember any of that stuff being pushed. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, Doug Ofarzo. Apparently, we have a UCLA professor that likes to call for people's death. And I guess that's okay, because he's a professor. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
At least he didn't use any of those nasty words. Joe, to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Let me bring him back on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every... Look, dude, before we get rolling into this, how about we do a little... why don't you tell people where they can find your music, find the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, which I catch from time to time, too. You know, when you're sitting there, instead of, like, vegging out and drooling out of the side of your mouth, listen to all that crap that's going on TV, go grab a Bible study, will you?
Hey, man. I'm at bronzeservermedia.com, and yes, tune in to the Zopium Den. That's the house of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. And yes, we love the fellowship, sharing in the word, man. And yeah, we party. The Lord is the life of the party where we're at, man. And you know, come get his mind-blowing word.
Yeah, I was holding up your Zopium Den cup. I know you can't see me, but you gotta go, you know, go to his site, get his cup, and then go to my site, get my cup, right? The Joe Messina Show. Seriously. And then you can have two fists of coffee like we do. Actually, if you do it the right way, you put coffee in one mug, okay, and you put the cream and sugar in the other mug. You don't drink it back. It works out. Anyhow. So, you know, that loving, caring, kind group of teachers and professors and those on the more liberal side of life.
Mm-hmm.
One professor, and this is not new to this one professor, but we'll just say, this one professor at UCLA actually he's actually the race equity and equity director. He'd like to see Justice Thomas die. Okay? And he openly admits it. He talks about it freely. He said, no one wants to openly admit it, but we all hope that Clarence... Who's we all? What is that?
Yeah.
We all hope that Clarence Thomas dies. Now, whatever you need to tell yourself, this whole rule, we're not to wish ill on people, is silly. Uncle Thomas is a sexist token who's committed himself to making us all share and he and his treasonous wife's misery. I'm looking for the good in people, though I can't find it in this one.
Some you can't. The Lord is just going to find some iniquity in people. And some people just, they relish in it. So this cat right here, I guess, he ain't speaking for me. I'm not in that camp. But,
You're not we all? You're not a we all?
No, I ain't we all, man. And the thing is, despite the evil that is in this person and how he feels about Justice Thomas, I don't feel the same way about him. Like the Lord says, look, I don't delight in the destruction of the wicked. I prefer to see the light and live. You know, this person himself is the actual wicked. You know, this person who's going to use a racist epithet against Thomas is projecting. The actual self-loathing black person is himself. So I don't see Thomas saying such derogatory statements against other black people. I know that I don't, but I mean, the black people that qualify as black like he does, they're able to say such hateful things, but I guess that makes them authentically black for them to express such hatred against other black people. This cat wishing for us. I mean, hey, talk about true KKK colors, man. I mean, you know, Democrats, man, they've been after Clarence Thomas. They act like the Fugitive Slave Law, which they authored, by the way, Democrats authored. They upheld. They act like this Fugitive Slave Law is still back, and they're still after Justice Thomas is still trying to bring him back to the plantation or something. You know, it's like, leave the dude alone. You know, he's free.
Yeah, it is amazing to me. Again, you know, how did Joey B put it about Obama? He's an articulate black man and well spoken. Nobody, think about it. I mean, this is everything that they fight for on a regular basis. Here's a black man that was nominated and appointed to the highest court in the land. You would think that would be, you know, the NAACP would be having a celebration every year on the day he was appointed to, not him, because he doesn't share their values. So they really don't want the Constitution. They really don't want righteousness. What they want is their values touted and pushed.
Yes. It's so bizarre that, they don't want the Constitution upheld. They don't like his him upholding the Constitution. They think that the Constitution is this racist, pro-slavery document. And I try to remind them, it's like, look, the Constitution is not racist. It is not pro-slavery. I can prove that very simple by this. Democrats themselves went to war against the U.S. Constitution, making their own constitution of the Confederate States, putting in it clear language for the provisions to enslave the Negro, because our Constitution doesn't have it. That's why the Democrats formed a Confederacy and made their own constitution. So, and then these people are loyal voters of the Democrat Party, the ones who actually wanted to do a constitutional rewrite to make slavery in clear language legal, because our Constitution doesn't have it in there. So, And they're mad at Clarence Thomas because, yeah, that's the Constitution that I uphold. The ones that you guys are standing behind, that the Democrats upheld, well, are y'all seeing a problem here? Probably not.
and there's no way, because they hate us so much, really, and they hate what we stand for. Look what they do with this Justice Judge... what is it, Thomas or whatever it is, the now Jackson, I guess is her name.
Jackson.
Yeah, Katana. You know, and they're screaming, and I mean screaming about how the Republicans treated her. Maybe they should go back and look at the Inquisition they had on Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, do you think if he could have used the N-word, because if you listen to him push back on Joe Biden, You talked about, you know, the problem they were having. This was a modern-day lynching, you know, I'm too uppity, yeah. Whatever, blank, blank. I mean, I get to see him getting ready to lay into them, and he probably should have to a degree, but seriously. And all they do is ask Jackson serious questions about things that might come in front of her, and we're all racist.
Yeah, and I guess the question that's too hard for her is, can you define what a woman is? It's like, wow, and she can't. And this person is somehow qualified. I mean, she in a hearing for judgeship, and she's going to try to pull some Fifth Amendment stuff for herself. I can't answer that. I'm not a biologist. But, okay, I mean, she can't answer that, but I guess she was able to make some other answers for some stuff and give her opinions. I mean, that's a judge's job, right? Their job is to render an opinion concerning the Constitution, how this is supposed to play out in law. They're supposed to do. She's saying, I can't give an opinion on that while giving her opinion on other things. You know, hypocrite. So, but they like her, Joe, because, you know, she's authentically black. Even her name, Katani, sound like Kunta Kinte or something like that. They can have her because she's authentic. She's authentically not black. Not Clint Stiles.
See, I would have loved to have said to her, like, you know, so you can't define a woman. Are you a woman? You know, now you got her, because if she says yes, say, oh, so what makes you a woman? Because that would be the definition of a woman, don't you think? I mean, you talk about a serious meltdown in front of the cameras, and then if she says no, you say, well, then you'll have to pull your name from nomination because Joey B wants a black woman. So if you can't answer that question, maybe you just need to step aside.
Yes. You know, definitely, man. I wish you was there to say that, man. Just jump out of crowd and say, hey, well, you can't be the first woman black judge. You can't define what a woman is. Bye, Felicia.
We just called you a cab. It's okay. God bless. But you know what? They feed you this stuff. You can't make this stuff. If you were sitting there trying to figure out how to make jokes about this, you couldn't do it. All you have to do is listen to the hearings. And you go, oh, okay, there's one right there. Okay, I'm going to use that one. And it just never stops. But if you use them, then, you know, then you're the bad guy. But this guy calls him an Uncle Thomas. He is a... A professor at a college here in California. And you people are paying this through your tax money, some of you.
Yes.
Yeah, and you send your kids there? What is wrong with you?
Right. It's like, man, it's a shame, man, that we still got to have this. You know, and this is what it is to be woke. This is what it is to be educated. It's like it's almost like to prove that you are really educated is you have to be miserable. You have to show how insecure you are, and that's enlightenment. If you are really just, I'm talking like pill popping depressed, you know, just strung out on Xanax, you are actually educated and enlightened.
God, and I tell people, I say you really can't make this stuff. You couldn't sit back and think about this and say, okay, this will fly. Like here's one. We won't be able to go through the whole thing, but Columbia University, in their health policy, in their health class. Okay, they want to interject critical race theory in the medical school curriculum. And they feel that there's not enough conversation around how racism has affected medicine. Okay, so now I'm going to school to learn, you know, biology and chemistry and medicine and the whole nine yards. Oh, but I have to learn how racism has affected medicine over the years. When some of the most fantastic inventions and innovations in medicine have been done by black folks. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I need that.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. You know, the thing is, when a human being needs medical attention, you're not supposed to be so focused on whether they're white or black. I mean, things are important. Like, if you call a 911, it's like, look, when the ambulance pulls up, you are going to be looking for a person of a certain persuasion. Aside from that, so that way they know who to immediately go to and start to help. You know, but once you get them on the table, human being, and that's it. they're making it racist.
Funny how the right sees everybody as a human being. Not all right, but most right. And those on the left, no. We start with color. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. BronzeSerpentMedia.com, right? BronzeSerpentMedia.com if you want to check out stuff. Here you go. And buy the music. Stop buying that Disney garbage. We'll be back in a little bit.